Everybody, this is about as quiet as it's going to get. My name's Colin Murray. This is the Enemy Awards 2012 for Sauna, sponsors of the Best British Band category. And I, like music fans, you are backstage with me and we're going to bring you the whole lot. Johnny Marr is literally a couple of feet away now. One of those moments, you're in the company of genius when he walks up to you and you worry, am I going to ask the most stupid question ever? Johnny, so many bands who've never been here before, their night will be made by meeting you. Can you remember back to your first times and you met somebody and went, I can't believe I've met that musician?
Yeah, I went to an award years ago and I met Paul McCartney and I met Bert Jansch at an award, which is a strange thing because it's not the sort of thing that he or I would go to.
But listen, I have a theory. There's certain bands that everybody tries to fight against liking at some stage. The Cure, the Smiths growing up, it was always like you were in one camp or the other. I didn't have my Smiths epiphany until about 3 years ago. I fought and fought and fought, but I just this theory that you either like them or you're stupid. And I was stupid for 32 years of my life.
No complaint here. No argument there.
I just feel like I should apologise almost.
Yeah, you absolutely should. Hey, do you know what? Better late than never.
I've got Marina with me. I've got Carl Barrett. Carl, take lessons about how you dress to turn up to an award.
Oh, would you want to look like a Disney princess?
Listen, nobody, you have the history of the Enemy Awards. Have you ever seen anyone look that good at these awards?
I'm glad I didn't wear that dress.
Wouldn't suit you.
Well, you know, hang on. But yeah, no.
Amazing. Well done for bringing the glamour to the sleeves. You look amazing.
You're very sweet, thank you.
Excellent, thank you. Thank you. Don't you go anywhere, Carl. You stay here. Excellent. You look great. You look really happy and healthy. I see you walking down here talking to everyone. How's it been the last 6 months?
Oh, it's been grand.
And what are you up to at the moment in the next 6 months? What's going to be for you away from all this?
Well, I'm doing an opera in Paris in May. And this has made me talk rather posh, actually. I've just noticed I'm doing an opera in May in Paris.
When you're working on the opera, is it? Are you having to orchestrate? Is it a completely different challenge for you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not singing like an operatic style. I mean, those guys trained for 20 years to do that, and I'd never be able to come back. I don't fancy that. But I don't really like it. But it's a reworking, and I do not mean musical theatre.
This band are called Tribes. Let's try and ask at least one or two questions that aren't about what you're wearing. How does that sound?
Yeah, please. Right.
Okay. Listening to your record, I kind of think that the biggest compliment I can say is that it becomes more important to the fans than just the music. And a lot of the bands that use, like the Pixies, it means more than just the tracks. And to do that in a debut album, it's pretty special.
Yeah, we love it. We're so happy with it and we're glad it's been accepted the way it has been. A lot of people into it, and especially the younger kids, like, they seem to really like cling on to it, and we think we may have given a record for them. So we feel pretty happy.
What's it like when you know you've got the tracks, you know they're good enough, and you're just thinking, fuck, I just want to get this, I want to be at the Enemy Awards, I don't want to be this band that have just signed, and I just want to get it out there.
It's a great question, and it's something that plagued us for like a year and a half. It's frustrating, I think it's the only way you can look at it. And then when it suddenly happens that some kids are singing your songs back to you, it's amazing how quickly that becomes normal, but like we never take it for granted. And like we were in Paris last night, and it's amazing playing to people who know your songs. Any, you know, wherever we go now, and it's been a fantastic year so far.
Oh, the lovely Vaccines. We talked to them on the way in. They come here with an award, best new band. At the moment, you must be excited. Like it's a punctuation for you because you're going to head away, aren't you? Completely out of this now and record.
Yeah, we are. We're going to Belgium to record our second record.
Well, I don't think it's going to be a massive departure, your next album, because you don't need to do that, because it was a very natural recording anyway, the first one.
Yeah, it's the same band, only a year later, so it's definitely going to have a lot in common. But I'd like to think that we've grown and, you know, we've progressed, and we are moving forward as a band, and I'm really excited. I think the songs are better, and I think we've got a great producer at home. Well, I can't wait.
Hopefully we'll be better at what we're good at, and we'll scrap the stuff that we're shit at.
See, it's that humility, it's that underground of humility that wins you awards, that makes 10 million people vote for you. Well, it's the end of the night. I've been turfed out of the Enemy Awards at the Brixton Academy. I came here looking at a proposal on the 29th of February from Katie B, and I ended up just getting a snog from Serge from Kasabian. But oh well, you take it where you can get it. They've won Best British Band, sponsored by Sonus. And if you want to hear more from tonight, go to blog.sonus.com or tune in radio and download from the Sonus YouTube channel.